Tara's Music by Renata Hopkins. Illustrated by Scott Pearson. It was Kara's first day at her new school. She had a new school bag, a new lunchbox, and special new shoes to stop her from floating into the air. "Class, this is Kara," said the teacher, Miss Fliss. "Kara's family has just moved to Poktron from the planet Earth." Kara smiled, and the other kids smiled back. At least, Kara thought they were smiling. It was hard to be sure. For the first part of the morning, the class did painting. Miss Fliss held Kara's painting up for everyone to see. "What interesting colours Kara has used for the sky and the sun," she said. Kara giggled. The sky in her painting was blue and her sun was yellow. The sky outside the window was orange and the sun was a glittering purple. At morning break, Kara played tag with some of her new friends. Her new shoes worked perfectly to keep her feet on the ground, but it still wasn't easy to dodge a tagger with six arms. When the bell rang, Kara was thirsty and hot. On the way into class, she stopped at the drinking fountain. When she pressed the button, bubbles of water popped out and floated into the air. Kara laughed. She still wasn't used to water that floated. The bubbles fizzed and tickled as she gulped them down. After the break, it was time for music. "Who would like to start us off?" asked Miss Fliss. Lots of kids put up their hands. All six of them at once. They waved them around to get the teacher's attention. Some of them got tangled up. "Let's start with you, Kronk," said Miss Fliss. Kronk took a strange-looking instrument out of a basket. Kara had never seen anything like it. Kronk hung the instrument over his shoulder. He took a deep breath and puffed out his chest. He stretched out his arms and wiggled his fingers. Then he started to play. Plink, plonk! His hands and fingers danced all over the strange instrument. The other kids waved their arms in the air and started to sing along. It wasn't like any singing Kara had heard before. The noise was incredible. Miss Fliss clapped her hands and the class stopped. "That was lovely," she said. "Thank you, Kronk." She turned to Kara. "We would love to hear some music from Earth," she said. "Could you teach us a song?" Kara stood up, took a deep breath and opened her mouth. Suddenly, out came a very loud, very unexpected sound. "Burp!" Kara gasped. Then she giggled. "Whoops," she said. "I didn't mean to do that." But the other kids loved her Earth music. They all tried to copy the thunderous sound. "Burp! Burp! Burp!" It was the strangest music Kara had ever heard. When the class finally stopped burping, Kara taught them some real Earth music. She sang them an old song from Earth. She made up some new words for her special new planet. Twinkle, twinkle, purple sun, living here is lots of fun. Water floats into the sky, with no shoes on, so would I. Twinkle, twinkle, purple sun, living here is lots of fun. Kara smiled as she sang, and this time, she was sure her new friends were smiling back.